can you talk about this journey to 45 countries and like what did you learn from these leaders and just in short? And then of course they need to read the book Emotional Grit to get the full picture, but let's just share a little bit from that.
Yeah, so I think the biggest takeaway from, you know, the different places that I was at and basically the interviews that I had with so many different leaders from all walks of life. And when I say leaders, I'm not just talking about top leaders. I'm also talking about leaders of households. Single mom of two, people living in different villages that are just community builders and community gatherers. But all of them had one thing for certain. All of them viewed success and the characteristics in order to build that, whatever it looked like, whatever success looked like, all of them had resilience. Resilience, how to rise up from challenges. How do you bounce back from challenges in your life? Which is why a lot of my work is around building resilient leaders. And of course, you know, writing the book Emotional Grit, because grit and resilience obviously go hand in hand. And so, which has informed me on the work that that I do now. But it's really about, you know, understanding the stories of our life and how do we actually make better decisions because we are more aware. Because the process of grit, as I talk about in the book, is not just grit as, you know, the tenacity and how do you stick with things when things are tough. I'm talking about it as also an acronym. And the acronym of really how to harness that emotional intelligence every day. And it's how to grow, reveal, innovate, and transform. And so, you know, the first process or the first step to that is to be aware. On December 31st, that was when I was self-aware for the first time, really thinking about myself. That was where my awareness was, that I deserve better, that I could actually leave. And you know what? I'm going to be okay. That's not going to be so bad, even though, yes, I was scared out of my mind. But you have that self-awareness, and that is the one thing. When you give that to somebody, you can't unknow anything, right? What we know now, we can't go back to not knowing. And that is the growth part. That's when you're aware. Next is the revelation, or when you're ready to reveal. Right? The acceptance. When you accept where you are at. On December 31st, I accepted where I was at. I accepted that I was emotionally distraught. I accepted that I was spiritually dead. I accepted that physically I was in a bad place. Acceptance. So we need to accept where we are at in order to turn a new leaf, in order to turn a new page in our life, which causes the innovation. So, or commitment to change, which then we get to the T, or transformation, based on the action steps that we take.